Simple.
It's a Humpty Hump kind of day. Good morning,
Jay Anthony Brown.
What is going on? Live from the Magic Show in Las Vegas. I'm here to tell you, Simple Player, the two-piece set is alive and well.
Oh,
don't let nobody
know.
Fool you.
Good
don't
to
let
know.
Nobody fool
Talking
you.
Talking fashion today.
Oh, the Magic Show in Vegas?
Yes,
that's the apparel?
Vegas. Yes.
The apparel show?
Yes. I went there yesterday. The two-piece set, still alive. Still alive.
Well, you
still
know, alive, Bruno Mars had a two-piece set.
He sure did, man.
And I thought he was just biting Prince, but that's
no,
the style, huh?
No, man. It's the matching
two-piece.
Hat.
Yeah.
Now they got the matching hat, shoes, and socks, and belt, Sybil. Don't
so
stop.
Now you're looking
get
at
it,
a six-piece, sir.
That's a six-piece.
We've gone back to that.
It ain't gone nowhere. It never left, man. I'm here to tell you. Oh, my God.
Matching.
I'll send you some pictures. You put them up on Black America Web. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Head to toe. Head to toe.
All right. Explain the Magic Show for those who don't know.
The Magic Show, first of all, I don't even know why they call it Magic. It's been called Magic for years, but it's an apparel show for all the stores across the country. Well, not all the stores, but a lot of the stores across the country. This is where they go and buy summer merchandise, fall merchandise, and they have it every 6 months. It's going on right now. It's a three-day event, and all the stores go there to buy the merchandise. The main one of the main things they buy is the two-piece set. The two-piece set is still alive. I mean, your plaid hat, your plaid belt, your plaid necktie, with the shoes and matching socks. Detroit, I know you're not laughing because this is coming your way. It's unbelievable. I got pictures.
And Cleveland. Cleveland, don't forget Cleveland.
Cleveland. What? Atlanta? What? What? Laughing? Huh?
No.
Birmingham? Seriously? Birmingham? Dallas? I know there's some parts of Dallas now.
Well, a two-piece said it never left.
It's never left, man. Never left. It ain't dead. It ain't gone nowhere.
But this is like your clothes, your accessories,
jewelry,
all
whatever you
that.
Want, coats, yeah. Whatever you need. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
two piece
set. Yeah, two piece set is a lie.
Okay.
Two piece set is very well.
And you were right in there.
Yeah.
So this was yesterday was the first day.
Yeah, yesterday was the first day. Yeah, it started Tuesday. It'll go until Thursday.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
and do you get stuff? Do you go? Do you go?
No, you order. You order it, and then they ship it, and then you pay for it. And
but you have to buy in bulk, right?
Not literally, not necessarily. Sometimes you can buy one item or two items, depending on what.
And this isn't open to the public, or it is?
No, you have to be a retailer.
Oh, so you're fancy.
Yeah. No, I went with Ernie Olden, who's a retailer. My little clothing store.
Oh, you went with a fancy man.
Yeah, with another fancy man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, with another fancy man.
You were fancy, and you went with a fancy man.
I went
with
fancy, yes.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Did you pick up anything for us?
I just was looking, taking pictures. Someone, what's the judge I talked about in Detroit that should
Judge
be?
Tiger?
He was there. I got to send you, player, what he had on.
Because he is fancy.
He
is
fancy,
real
yes.
Fancy.
He's beyond fancy.
So he was there, huh?
He was there.
Working on his spring wardrobe, or he's probably?
He's been there ever since I've been going. I would go, I would see him there. He's always there. Matching hat, matching tie, matching shirt.
Who was judging while he was...
Well, he wasn't the only one dressed like that. So, well, okay.
All right. They're still talking about Cam Newton and not so much about Peyton Manning.
And
Sybil, you said it. I still didn't want to believe it, but he's getting a pass.
He's gonna get a pass. Yeah.
Peyton Manning, and they're saying, oh, it happened so long ago. He was just 19.
Yeah.
Well, it happened.
and even with the HGH stuff that has just happened.
And it ruined that girl's career.
Yeah.
Covering it up.
A sexual assault, as it were, in terms of what he did to this young woman.
And they still talking about Cam Newton and his press conference attitude.
Just not answering questions. That's all he did. That's not answering questions.
But this is, and he's getting a pass. I'm watching it on TV, and they're saying, oh, but it happened so long ago, you know. He's really getting a pass.
Oh, yeah, he's
continuing to get a pass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, just, and like I said, you know, just what, a month ago, the story came out about him being suspected of using HGH, human growth hormones.
Right.
And, dismissed it, and people pretty much let that go
away. And you know he had, in order for him to get to recover from surgery and get back out there and play, he would have had to take something. Okay, but he gets a pass.
He's white. Yes, white people get passes.
Oh man. Okay.
And black folks end up on there.
Paul McCartney couldn't get into
a
Grammy party.
That's really crazy.
Man, that is sad, man.
Whose party was it?
That's just sad.
What difference does it make?
Who doesn't know Paul McCartney?
How do you not let Paul McCartney in?
And Paul, you can hear Paul McCartney saying, how VIP do I need? Do I got to get? We need another hit?
Wow.
But as you're saying, it was Tyga's party asking whose was it, and they said Sir Paul who.
Wow!
But you gotta understand these kids don't know the Beatles, they don't know Paul McCartney.
They don't know that. They don't know music history. Huh?
They don't know it. No.
Natalie Cole's family is upset, as they should be, about the disrespect of the minute and a half tribute to Natalie Cole at the Grammys.
Well, the minute and a half that she was included in.
Yeah, a minute and a half that she was included in. And the family is upset, as they should be. I agree with them. Yeah. Kanye. Kanye threw a major
meltdown back there.
Had a meltdown, man.
I mean.
And back,
yeah, he's got
backstage
of Saturday Night Live, he had a meltdown and threatened to walk off the set hours before the show was going on the air.
It's understandable, man. He's got all these ugly clothes in a warehouse. Not moving.
They're not moving.
He's $53 million in debt.
He's $53 million in debt.
A little edgy, huh?
He had to take a picture with his daddy-in-law slash mama-in-law. And he took one picture. He took a picture with his mama-in-law slash daddy-in-law, one picture. And that, he had that going.
Sounds like a Snickers bar commercial. He's not himself when he's hungry.
He's not himself, period.
Oh, boy. He had a little meltdown backstage.